You Can't Make It Up, show number 295 for the week of April 18th, also known as the week of Passover.
Yes, the week that my people and I go to the kosher deli, stand in the longest lines, pay the most money for the worst meat.
I think they call that tradition.
Yeah, well, here we are.
We're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you?
I found a headline in our local newspaper, the Portland Press Herald, Ken.
Uh-huh.
And it begs to be part of our Fun with English show, but that's 2 weeks away. But they say, listen, we've got a headline that belongs right up there at the top of what you guys are doing.
Uh-huh.
It appeared on the front page last Friday, above a story of the longest tenured weather guy here in Portland, retiring from Channel 6, the NBC affiliate in town, after 37 years of doing TV weather. His name is Joe Cupo, by the way. Here's the headline. Meteorologist Cupo to hand over the reins. And the word reins is spelled like the stuff that falls from the sky.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Now, in the business, just you guys over at Channel 6, you might want to call the newspaper and tell them this is how it's done when you write. You italicize the word reins if you try to be cute. You know, play on words. They uh-huh. didn't. It just spelled R-A-I-N-S. No big deal. So they don't know the difference. What do you think of a person?
37 years.
Yeah. What about that? What?
Well, you ever get it right?
That about 50% of the time.
Well, you and I can do that.
They should pay him for 18 and a half, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, it could be he's been snowing his audience for 37 years.
You can't make it up.
Does NBC know this show is on the air?
We come from a blue planet light years away, where everything multiplies at an amazing rate. We're out here in the universe buying real estate. Hope we haven't gotten here too late. We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth. You have nothing at all to fear. I think we're gonna like it here. We're looking for a planet with atmosphere, where the air is fresh and the water clear. With lots of sun like you have here, 300 or 400 days a year, we're humans from Earth.
T-Bone Burnett, one weird dude. That is, the song is Humans from Earth. It came out 1991-ish. That's when he was just plain weird. If you go look him up now, and I'll put a link out there to T-Bone Burnett, he's become a legend in the making of music soundtracks, movies, TVs, documentaries. This guy has been nominated for countless Grammys for music and countless Academy Awards, you know, Oscars, for, and he won a couple. And when you saw him do this, there was a video out there. Maybe I should link to the video. You'll get an idea of just how weird this dude was in 1991.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it this way. He makes Weird Al Yankovic look like the church lady.
T-Bone.
Well, isn't that special?
T-Bone Burnett.
I hope his parents didn't name him that.
No. Not kosher, anyway.
Hey.
We call the show You Can't Make It Up. We do it because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. He is Ken.
And I believe he is, too.
And we've been doing this for 8 years, if you can believe that.
Gosh.
Yeah. 8 years of this nonsense. I don't know, but if you think we should stop doing it, you can email us at feedback@twokenscomedy.com. If you are nice about it, we may return your email. You can follow us on Twitter very simply at @twokens. And now, I saw your little note to me when you said, here's what I want to do this week on the show.
Uh-huh.
And it had one thought. Are we maxed out on bozos lately?
No.
I mean, no?
No. That could never happen.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, mankind's capacity, all that they usually say, right?
Yes.
Limitless?
Yes.
No. But I think one of the benefits to our audience, I hope, of listening to us is the people we talk about, well, when you hear what happens to them, you're going to feel good about your day. That's one of the nice things we bring to our audience, I believe. And I'm going to let you decide between two people who I think had a really bad day, and you decide who had it worse, and is yours even worse than that.
I see. Right? So you're kind of providing this as a public service.
Well, because, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
You know, once in a while.
The tractor trailer stays in the garage today.
Yeah. Okay, so in this corner, contestant number one, a man named, ready for this, Shad Badeau.
Shad Badeau.
That's his name.
What part of France is he from?
Actually, he's close to your part of France. He's from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Hey, can we write the theme song? If I live free or die hard.
We know his anyway, problem.
Very briefly, here's what happened. The owner of an apartment building where or near where Mr. Badeau was living called a tow truck to have Mr. Badeau's car towed away because it was parked illegally. So the tow truck arrives, the operator hooks up the car and puts it onto the truck bed. Mr. Badeau, upon seeing this, got really angry, and in an effort to prevent his car from being towed, he went over and proceeded to set his car on fire.
Of course he did. That's what they do in Manchester.
Well, it sort of worked. I mean, the operator did unhitch the car.
Well, it did.
Of course, the car was heavily damaged, and Mr. Badeau was promptly arrested on arson charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the other corner, contestant number two, a man whose name we don't know because it wasn't in the Tribune article in Chicago, from Zion, Illinois. Anyway, he went to a local Walmart and he went in there to steal some electronics. See, that never happens, right?
No.
No. So he's piling electronics into a shopping cart and the store security sees what's going on. And they inform the local police that there's a man in the store loading electronics into a cart and trying to get out and without paying.
Mm.
So after some of the employees confronted the suspect, he dropped the items, fled on foot, left the store, soon to be caught and arrested. But see, the thing is, he didn't intend to flee on foot. He did have a getaway car.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for this bozo, while he was in the store ripping off the merchandise, his car was repossessed.
By the same person who later burned it to the tires.
I would certainly hope so.
Yeah.
So who do you think had the worst day?
Wow. That's a toss-up.
That is.
Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said alligator. Our survey said...
You don't use narcotics, do you, Bob?
No, but I mean, will.
Well, ask Joe Coupeau or whatever his name is.
50-50. Oh, man. Let's change gears because she has been out of our purview for a while, and it's always nice to get back to the world's most arrogant human being, or at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, in the Western Hemisphere.
The mama grizzly rises up in me hearing things like that.
And that would be the woman who can see Russia from the back porch of her house in Alaska.
You betcha.
That's 20/20 vision. Yeah. Did you notice she... did another attempt at hogging yet another 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she used the same weapon she always uses, her mouth. And so I'm going to ask you whether Sarah Palin was successful in getting 15 minutes of fame. Now, you did hear me say Sarah Palin, right?
Yes, I did.
That should answer your question, was she successful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what she's doing. She's taking on Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
She thinks she can do his job. Yep.
Okay.
Where do I start? You see, most recently, she took 4.5 hours to introduce Donald Trump, and that didn't get her much airtime.
No, she just couldn't end the sentence.
So she's taken on a book tour for her latest piece of, well, conservative propaganda. I was going to call it a much shorter word, called Climate Hustle. It's the book that she's working on. According to some schmaltzy publicity provided at the Washington, D.C. film premiere, Climate Hustle seeks to debunk the myths and hype about man-made global warming, there it is, in an informative and entertaining style. Or, in the words of Sarah Palin, quote, Bill Nye is as much a scientist as I am.
Oh, great.
She told the group that where anybody would stand around and listen, he's a kids' show actor, he's not a scientist. Now, here's her deal with Nye. This is what sticks in her craw. She says, he and people of his ilk, you know, people who research and do smart stuff, is using his position of authority to harm children by teaching them that climate change is real and man-made. Only one small issue with her claim. Nye actually is a scientist.
That's right.
That's right. Now, most know him, and you do, and we all do, as the guy that, well, if you remember, when he started out in comedy, he won a Steve Martin lookalike contest. We can put a picture of him out there and you'll see exactly what we mean. Well, he eventually quit his day job and became a comedy writer and performer on the show called Almost Live. And it was there that he earned the nickname The Science Guy. So far, he just sounds like a sham, doesn't he?
Yep.
With this key, friend.
Mr. Franklin, your kite is going to be struck by lightning.
Oh, really?
What was the day job that he had, you know, that he walked away to do comedy?
I don't know.
He was a mechanical engineer for Boeing. In fact, Nye was so good at his day job, he once made a hydraulic pressure resonance suppressor that is still being used today in the Boeing 747.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Sarah...
Well, that explains a number of things.
Yeah. But Sarah, Ms. Palin, if you're listening, and we know you are, because if you can see Russia from there, you can certainly hear us. There's no word. She hasn't said a peep about this. She knows. They notified her that you're wrong. Bill Nye is a Zionist.
Now, are you sure she referred to Bill Nye as one of that ilk? Is that what he said?
Yes.
One of that elk?
I'm sorry. That's right. That was my word, ilk. She may have said elk.
Good evening, America. Bull Winklemuth here saying, forgot the line.
Well, that's all I got. Except to warn people that you can get us on your apps, your iOS and Android. You just listen to us for free at Stitcher Radio. That's Stitcher.com. That's for you mobile earthlings who listen to humans on Earth. Humans from Earth. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, maybe in his case, who knows?
Yeah. We have a special deal for you as we go out the door. We're going to give you a dose of what we did 4 years ago to this very day. It was Passover 2012, that week of, and we wanted to do something special to keep kosher our listeners. So let's head down memory lane. This four-year-old classic was entitled Pork, It's What's for Seder.
Happy Passover.
You would be very mistaken.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
To put it plain and simple, I love bacon.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 198 for Monday, April 2nd, 2012. Good morning, Ken.
Yes, and it's a special show, is it not, Mr. Kim?
It is our special Passover edition. We are titling it Pork.
Thank you.
It's What's for Seder.
I blend bacon with my ice cream and I make a bacon malt. I eat bacon all alone. I'll eat bacon.
We have to explain that and we will.
Yeah. Where is Robert Mitchum when we need him? I need him to say that.
He might be toes up. I don't know.
That's apropos, considering this show.
Yes.
This is You Can't Make It Up. It's the show that we do every Monday because all during the past week, mankind's capacity to commit acts of stupidity apparently is limitless, and so we feel the need to rat them out. Show originates at 2canscomedy.com. If you're hearing it somewhere else, somebody stole it. We want the royalties.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the royalty police.
There it is.
You can email us at feedback@2canscomedy.com. You can follow us on Twitter, like our good friend Caprice Crane, the Hollywood comedy writer, author, comedian. I'll tell you her tweet in a moment, but that song you're hearing underneath us, he can't speak today.
Let's start over.
The song you are hearing beneath us
is called The Bacon Song. It's done by Tom Smith, doing his best John Denver. Tom is part of a group of comedians down in New Jersey called the Funny Music Project.
Ah.
They call themselves the Fump.
Very nice.
We got the Fump.
Thank you.
Getting back to Caprice Cranes.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your iPod or your computer. We really talk this way.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I'm okay now. Thank you.
Very good.
Caprice Crane, she tweeted last week, I would murder 14 people. Is that what you want to hear, Klondike Bar?
Well, what do you do for a Klondike Bar?
Apparently, she'd become a serial killer for a Klondike bar. So anyway, today's show. Hey, Mom, still shopping for Seder? Well, if you're keeping or not keeping kosher, if that isn't any big deal at your table, my friend here has a yummy suggestion, certain to please, well, Uncle Tanous.
Yeah. You know, I wish he wouldn't show up. Have some more manischewitz, huh? Well, yes, as you say, I mean, this is Passover time. It's a time when we Jews pass over all good-tasting food in favor of kosher stuff at the Seder.
Adding sugar to your wine.
Oh, please. It's awful. It is awful.
Isn't it?
It is. I mean, Seder, for those who don't know, that's the ceremonial Passover meal. And I stress the word ceremonial because if you go there for the food, you're going to be very disappointed.
Waiter, check.
And I've said this before, and I can say this from personal experience. Jewish cuisine is an oxymoron.
Yes, yes.
However, there is one chef who did figure it out, that the way to make traditional Jewish cuisine palatable is to simply make it as non-kosher as possible.
That's it.
His name is Ilan Hall. And for those of you who watch any reality TV shows, he was a winner on that show Top Chef. Mm-hmm. He has a new restaurant he started in L.A. called The Gorbals. His mother's from Israel. His father's from Scotland. So he decided to combine Jewish and Scottish cuisine, which would either delight or alienate both fans. Now, take, for example, his restaurant's signature appetizer. Now, the good news for you traditional kosher folks is it's matzah balls.
Okay, good.
The bad news, it's bacon-wrapped matzah balls.
Jews don't know it's not bacon.
Could I get some more pork?
Talk about your tray.
Now, is Eli coming to that Seder?
No, but Elon is. Watch out. And if that's not enough, I can't talk either.
It's contagious.
I got my tongue wrapped around my eyes, and I can't see what I'm saying.
Wrap some bacon around that boy.
Yeah. To make matters worse, he doesn't cook the matzo balls in vegetable oil. He cooks them in bacon fat. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've gotten past the appetizer, here's some other specialties of the house at his restaurant. Gefilte fish and chips. Pork shoulder schnitzel.
Yeah.
And a very popular latke and pork belly hash. So here's the thing. If you don't keep kosher, Ilan Hall's your guy. I just wouldn't have him cater your Seder.
Bacon is my dinner, is my dessert, is my snack. Bacon is the reason that your baby got back. Bacon is the ruler, is the master, bacon reigns. Bacon is what's clogging all my arteries and veins.
Friends, if you haven't figured out by now, if you're not of the Jewish persuasion, you may not get today's show, but
maybe not.
There are those of you who are out to get us, or you will be when you hear this next story.
Here we go.
I see your hog-tied, soggy, unleavened bread and raise you one final resting place.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Seattle-based J&D's Foods is putting the fun back in funerals. Saw this over at CBS 7 KIRO TV in Seattle. Well, we didn't actually see the TV program, but we were made aware of it. So the question remains, here we are, we're wrapping matzahs in bacon. Why not wrap yourself in bacon?
There it is.
Spend the here ever after smelling like, well, oink vey.
Oh, no. You didn't just say that, did you? You didn't just say that.
I did say that.
I quit.
Yeah. Well, we saved some money there. J&D Foods website says, is there a better way to show your love of bacon forever than to be wrapped in it when you're buried? Yeah. And they say, we don't think so. This genuine bacon casket is made of 18-gauge steel with premium bacon exterior interior. It includes, now, for those of you thinking about purchasing this for your favorite loved one.
Oh, check out that little juicy pork chop. I'm not with her, by the way.
Oh, no, you didn't.
It includes a memorial and record tube, adjustable bed. Now, I don't know if you're going to get up in the middle of your deep sleep and adjust the bed. It's adjustable. A mattress. It includes stationery if you feel a need to write to someone. And down here, it also includes, and this is the pièce de résistance, bacon air freshener for when you get that buried underground, not so fresh feeling.
Yeah.
Honey, I've got a new casket smell.
Yes.
Now, there are all sorts of unusual caskets out there. You've probably seen the motorcycle ones and the iPhone ones and the Star Trek themed. But J.D. Foods says, we think your final resting place deserves the eternal glory that can only come from bacon.
Well, I think they've got a point.
And if this were a television ad, the announcer would lower his voice and speak more quickly and go, no returns accepted.
Yes. Or as you would say, accept no substitutes.
That's right. Do you know what the bacon casket goes for?
Oh, gosh. You want to play prices, right? I'll guess $16,000.
$2,000.
Oh, really?
$999.99.
That's not bad.
$3,000. That's
not bad.
to be wrapped in bacon for hereafter.
But it depreciates rapidly.
So every year when your friends show up to put more flowers on your grid, don't bring flowers. Bring tomato and lettuce and bread.
And mayo. I don't know.
Well, my friend here has an idea how to put this whole gimmick together.
See, it's all in the marketing, all right? If you just market to bacon lovers, I mean, you know, you got a lot of competition for their attention.
Yep.
I think you should target it. Like reformed Jews, really reformed Jews.
Okay.
You know, the kind are so reformed that their synagogues are closed for the holidays. You know, those guys. Because not only do they not keep kosher, but they probably love bacon. And then you could sell them on the idea of being buried in, you know, a bacon coffin. Here's the branding, all right?
Yeah.
Spend eternity with your favorite food, the bacon coffin, or as we call it, the trafe tray. I mean, you can't miss.
The internet is a completely different culture, isn't it?
You said it. Everything here is immediately followed by sarcastic comments and nasty responses.
Yep. We're finally where we belong.
You know, equal time, we should do something about Easter ham next week.
Yeah, I think so. An Easter Sunday show.
And could you do me a favor of crediting the source of my bacon-wrapped matzo ball story?
Would you do that?
Yes. It is the soon-to-become-famous aunt of Lady C.
That's right. And last week, I believe, she was critical of your comment.
She was semi-supportive, I would like to put it that way.
Oh, so, okay. The trafe tray. I like it. It could fly when pigs fly. But... Oink.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's going to do it for our Passover edition of You Can't Make It Up. There's some of you out there right now banging on your watch going, this damn thing must be broken. They usually go a half hour.
There it is.
We can't do that.
No.
We got to do shorter shows. We are told by our friends who listen mobily and have data plans, well, the people we know are really cheap, who pay for the smallest, lowest cost data plan they can get. They can't listen to our whole show.
No, they can't.
I want to thank you again for your donation to Voices United for Veterans. You can find them over at voicesunitedforvets.org. And if you've made that donation, you are like so many more people just like you, helping the homeless veterans. 1 in 4 of our nation's homeless here in America served this country. And we've told you again and again, mm-hmm. That's just unacceptable.
Yeah, we got to put a stop to that right
now. That's right. I'm a veteran. My friend here has many friends who are veterans, and we're doing this. We're trying to help raise money for our heroes who have served Iraq, Afghanistan, and now some of them, they don't have a place to sleep at night. It's just not acceptable. So make a donation over there at voicesunitedforvets.org. By the way, here's an important phone number. It's confidential help for veterans and their families. 1-800-273-8255. That's the nationwide Veterans Crisis Line, 24-7, 800-273-8255. And on our way out, let's add some bacon wine to the Seder. Yeah, let's really, really make sure Eli's coming.
And going.
This is Jim Terrell. He's from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and bacon wine. And if we aren't struck dead by lightning this coming week, we'll see you next Monday.
This program was pre-recorded, so the cast would have time to make a getaway.
Old Tom Edison was getting in the medicine late one Friday night, and the best idea he'd had in a year was to make electric light. But it proved so tough, it was damn near enough to drive him out of his mind. So the
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2, canscomedy.com.
Old Ben Franklin was getting pretty tanked when a thunder boom brewed. And all his sin had gotten him in an experimenting mood. But try as he might, a key and a kite was all that he could find. Even men of vision make bad decisions when they're drinking that bacon wine. That bacon wine will make a man do things you'll swear he'd never do. It'll make a vegetarian eat brain and kidney stew. That bacon wine will put a pistol in Mahatma Gandhi's hand. Better put it down, but you still can. I'm gonna get me drunk as you've ever seen. I got no money, which seems kind of funny, cause I love my new machine. He sat with the boys and he picked his poison, giving them a big old grin. He said, bacon wine, well that suits you fine. I'm drinking that cotton gin. That bacon wine will make a man do things you'll swear he'd never do. It'll make a vegetarian eat brain and kidney. used to that